Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for June 26th, 2023, from Proverbs chapter 28, verse 5. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it completely. The proverb can be addressed from a secular point of view and also a spiritual point of view. Evil people who break the laws of the land do not understand the judicial system. Unfortunately, there are also Christians who get themselves in trouble with the secular judicial system. Now, from a spiritual viewpoint, we see that unbelievers, to those who don't understand God's justice, but at the same time, there are also some Christians who also struggle with God's justice. But as Christians, we are to realize that we have a perfectly just God. Our sinful nature doesn't want to acknowledge this. This only comes through the Holy Spirit. So we ask the Holy Spirit to continue to lead us, to open up our hearts so that we can understand God's law and willingly follow that law as the Word of God continues to lead us to Jesus and to eternal life. Verse 6. Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways. This verse is a beautiful reminder that it is better to have faith and trust in Jesus Christ than to have many riches here on earth. For faith is the only thing that we actually take out of this world with us into paradise. Verse 7. The one who keeps the law is a son with understanding, but a companion of gluttons shames his father. Now, this proverb is true not only with our earthly relationship of a father and son, but also with our true heavenly father, that spiritual relationship. As Christians, we delight in the law of the Lord. And our desire is to keep the law. But we also realize that we're not able to keep the law perfectly. Only God's only Son, only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, was able to keep the law perfectly. So the Christian who trusts in Jesus Christ for their Savior and Deliverer now glorifies God. Whereas those who reject Jesus actually shames the Heavenly Father. Verse 8, whoever multiplies his wealth by interest and profit gathers it for him who is generous to the poor. Multiplying interest is actually forbidden in the Bible. So it's interesting to hear how this wealth will be used for the poor. The best answer is that after we die, we do leave our wealth to others. God will make sure that the poor are taken care of. So if we are blessed with great wealth, we can start by putting our money to work and to be generous to the poor instead of having our money wait for a later time in order to take care of the poor. Verse 9. If one turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. The law here is best considered as God's word instead of the law of the land. When we turn away from God's word, God doesn't listen to our prayers. So there is a connection for the Christian to the law of the land because as Christians, we are called by God to obey the government as long as the government does not oppose God's will. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.